Jeff and his family had just moved into a new neighborhood. His dad had gotten a promotion at work, and they thought it would be best to live in one of those fancy neighborhoods. Jeff and his brother Lou couldn't complain, though. A new, better house. What was not to love? As they were getting unpacked, one of their neighbors came by. "Hello," she said. "I'm Barbara. I live across the street from you." "Well, I just wanted to introduce myself. And to introduce my son." She turned around and called her son over. "Billy, these are our new neighbors." Billy said a quick hello and ran back to play in his yard. "Well," said Jeff's mom, "I'm Margaret, and this is my husband Peter, and these are my two sons, Jeff and Lou." They each introduced themselves, and then Barbara invited them to her son's birthday. Jeff and his brother were about to object when their mother said that they would love to. When Jeff and his family were done packing, Jeff went to his mom. "Mom, why would you just take us to some kid's party? If you haven't noticed, I'm not some dumb kid." "Jeff," said his mother, "we just moved here. We should show that we want to spend time with our neighbors. Now we're going to that party, and that is final." Jeff started to talk, but stopped himself, knowing that he couldn't do anything. Whenever his mom said something, it was final. He walked up to his room and plopped down on his bed. He sat there looking at his ceiling, and suddenly he got a strange feeling. Not so much pain, but a weird feeling. He dismissed it. It's just some random feeling. He heard his mother call him down to get his stuff, and he walked down to get it. Next day, Jeff walked downstairs to get breakfast and got ready for school. He sat there, eating his cereal. He once again got that feeling. This time it was stronger. Gave him a slight tugging pain. He once again dismissed it. As he and Lou finished breakfast, they walked down to the bus stop. They sat there waiting for the bus, and then all of a sudden, some kid on a skateboard jumped over them, only inches above their laps. They both jumped back and surprised. "Hey, what the hell?" The kid landed and turned back to them. He kicked his skateboard and caught it with his hands. The kid seemed about 12, 1 year younger than Jeff. He wears an Aeropostale shirt and ripped blue jeans. "Well, well, well, looks like we got some new meat." Suddenly, two other kids appeared. One was super skinny and the other was huge. "Well, since you're new here, I'd like to introduce us. Over there is Keith." Jeff and Lou looked at the skinny kid. He had a dopey face that you would expect a sidekick to have. "And he's Troy." They looked over at the fat kid. Talk about a tub of lard. This kid looked like he hadn't exercised since he was crawling. "And I am Randy," said the first. "Now, for all the kids in the neighborhood, there's a small price for bus fare, if you catch my drift." Lou stood up, ready to punch the lights out of the kid's eyes when one of his friends pulled a knife on him. "I had hoped you'd be more cooperative, but it seems we must do this the hard way." The kid walked up to Lou and took his wallet out of his pocket. Jeff got that feeling again. That was truly strong, like a burning sensation. He stood up, but Lou gestured him to sit down. Jeff ignored him and walked up to the kid. "Listen here, little punk, give my brother's wallet back or else." Randy put the wallet in his pocket and pulled out his own knife. "Oh, and what will you do?" Just as he finished the sentence, Jeff punched the kid in the nose. As Randy reached for his face, Jeff grabbed the kid's wrist and broke it. Randy screamed, and Jeff grabbed the knife from his hand. Troy and Keith rushed Jeff, but Jeff was too quick. He threw Randy to the ground. Keith lashed out at him, but Jeff ducked and stabbed him in the arm. Keith dropped his knife and fell to the ground screaming. Troy rushed him too, but Jeff didn't even need a knife. Just punched Troy straight in the stomach and Troy went down. As he fell, he puked all over it. Lou could do nothing but look in amazement at Jeff. "Jeff, how'd you do that?" was all he said. They saw the bus coming and knew they'd be blamed for the whole thing, so they started running as fast as they could. So they ran. They didn't look back. They just ran to the school. When they made it there, they didn't dare tell the kids what happened. All they did was sit and listen. Lou just thought of his brother beating up a few kids. But Jeff knew it was more. It was something scary. He got that feeling. He felt how powerful he was. The urge to just hurt someone. He didn't like how it sounded. But he couldn't help feeling happy. He felt that strange feeling go away. Stay away for the entire school day. Even as he walked home, due to the whole thing at the bus stop, how he probably wouldn't be taking the bus anymore, he felt happy. When he got home, his parents asked how his first day was. He said quietly, "Oh, it was wonderful." Next morning, he heard a knock at the front door. He walked to find two police officers at the door, and his mother looking at him with an angry look. "Jeff, these officers tell me that you attacked three kids, that it wasn't regular fighting, and that they were stabbed. They were stabbed!" Jeff's gaze fell to the floor, showing his mother that it was true. "Mom, they were the ones who pulled the knives on Lou and I." "Son," said one of the cops, "we found three kids, two stabbed, one having a bruise on his stomach, and we have witnesses proving that you fled the scene. Now what does that tell us?" Jeff knew it was no use. He could say him and Lou had been attacked, but there was no proof it wasn't them who attacked first. They couldn't say that they weren't fleeing because, truth be told, they were. So Jeff couldn't defend anyone. "Call down your brother." Jeff couldn't do it since he was the one who beat up all those kids. "Sir, it was me. I was the one who beat up the kids. He tried to hold me back, but he couldn't stop me." The cop looked at his partner, and they both nodded. "Well, kid looks like a year in juvie." "Wait!" Lou ran down the stairs. They all looked up at him to see him holding a knife. The officers pulled their guns and locked them on Lou. "It was me. I beat up the little punks. Got the marks to prove it." He lifted up his sleeves to reveal cuts and bruises as if he was in a struggle. "Son, just put the knife down," said the officer. Lou held up the knife and dropped it to the ground, put his hands up and walked over to the cops. "Lou, no, tell him it was me. I did it." "You trying to take the blame for me? For what I did?" "No, that was all me, Jeff. Take me away." The police led Lou out to the patrol car. "Lou, tell them it was me. Tell them. I was the one who beat up those kids." Jeff's mother put her hands on his shoulders. "Jeff, please. You don't have to lie. You know it's Lou. You can stop." Jeff watched helplessly as the cop car sped off with Lou inside it. A few minutes later, Jeff's dad pulled into the driveway, seeing Jeff's face and knowing something was wrong. "What is it, Jeff?" He couldn't answer. His vocal cords restrained from crying. Instead, Jeff's mother walked his father back inside to break the bad news to him as Jeff cried in the driveway. After an hour or so, Jeff walked back into the house, seeing that his parents were both shocked, sad, and just disappointed. Couldn't look at them. Couldn't see how they thought of Lou when it was his fault. He just went to sleep, trying to get the whole thing off his mind. 2 days went by with no word from Lou at JDC. No friends to hang out with, nothing but sadness and guilt. That is until Saturday, when Jeff was woken by his mother with a sunny, happy face. "Good morning, son. It's the day," she said as she opened up the curtains and let light flood into his room. "What? What's today?" asked Jeff as he stirs awake. "It's Billy's birthday party." "Mom, you're joking, right?" You don't expect me to go to some kid's party after. Jeff, we both know what happened. I think this party could be the thing that brightens up the past days. Now get dressed. Put on something nice. Jeff's mother walked out of the room downstairs to get ready herself. He fought himself to get up. He picked up a random shirt and a pair of jeans and walked downstairs. He saw his mother and father all fancy. His mother in a dress and his father in a suit. Why would they wear something so fancy to a kid's party? "Is that what you're going to wear?" said Jeff's mom. "Better than wearing too much," he said. His mother pushed down the feeling to yell at him and hit it with a smile. "Now, Jeff, we may be overdressed. This is how you go if you want to make an impression," said his father. Jeff grunted and went back to his room. "I don't have any fancy clothes," he yelled downstairs after just glancing in his closet. "Just pick out something," called his mother. He looked around in his closet closely for what he could call fancy. He found a pair of black dress pants he had for special occasions and an undershirt. Couldn't find a shirt to go with it, though. He looked around and only had striped and patterned shirts, none of which go with dress pants. He found a white hoodie instead and put it on. "You're wearing that?" his father said. His mother looked at her watch. "No time to change. Let's just go," she said as she herded Jeff and his father out the door. They crossed the street over to Barbara's and Billy's house. They knocked on the door, and as it appeared that Barbara, just like his parents, were way too overdressed. As Jeff walked inside, he could tell that the only people there were adults, like people in the neighborhood. No kids. "Oh, the kids are out in the yard, Jeff. How about you go and meet some of them?" said Barbara. Jeff walked outside to a yard full of kids. They were running around in weird cowboy costumes and shooting each other with plastic guns. You might as well be standing at a Toys R Us. Suddenly, a kid came up to him and handed him a toy gun and a hat. "Hey, wanna play?" he said. No, kid, I'm too old for this stuff." The kid looked at him with that weird kid's puppy dog face. "Please?" said the kid. "Fine," said Jeff. He put on the hat and started to pretend to shoot at the kids. First, he thought it was totally ridiculous. Then he thought he was starting to have fun. Might not have been super cool for his age, but it was the first time that he had done something that took his mind off Lou. So he played with the kids for a while, till he heard a noise. Weird, rolling noise. Then it hit him. Randy, Troy, and Keith all jumped over the fence on their skateboards. Jeff dropped the fake gun and ripped off the hat. Randy looked at Jeff with a burning hatred. "Jeff, right?" he said. "We have some unfinished business." Jeff saw his bruised nose. "I think we're even, Randy. I beat the crap out of you, and you got my brother sent to jail." Randy got an angry look in his eyes. "Oh no, I don't go for even. I go for winning. You may have kicked our butts that one day, but not today." As he said that, Randy rushed at Jeff. They both fell to the ground. Randy punched Jeff in the nose, and Jeff punched him by the ears and headbutted him. Jeff pushed Randy off him, and they both rose to their feet. Kids were screaming, and parents were running out of the house. Troy and Keith both pulled real guns out of their pockets. "No one interrupts, or guts will fly," they said. Randy pulled a knife on Jeff and stabbed it into his shoulder. Jeff screamed and fell to his knees. Randy started kicking him in the face. After three kicks, Jeff grabbed his foot and twisted it, causing Randy to fall to the ground. Jeff stood up and walked towards the back door. Troy grabbed him. "Need some help?" He picks Jeff up by the back of the collar and throws him through the patio door. As Jeff tried to stand up, he is kicked down to the ground. Randy repeatedly starts kicking Jeff until he coughs up blood. "Come on, Jeffy, fight me!" He picks Jeff up and throws him into the kitchen. Randy sees a bottle of vodka on the counter. He opens it, takes a swig, and then smashes the glass over Jeff's head. fight! He throws Jeff back into the living room. Come on, Jeff, look at me. Jeff glances up, his face riddled with blood. I was the one who got your brother sent to jail. And now you're just gonna sit there and let him rot in there for a whole year? You should be ashamed. Jeff stood up. Oh, finally, you get up and fight. When Jeff was fully on his feet, blood and vodka on his face. Once again, he gets that strange feeling. The one he hasn't felt in a while. Oh, he's up, says Randy as he runs at Jeff. So when it happens, something inside Jeff just snaps. His psyche is destroyed. All rational thinking is gone. All he can think is to kill. He grabs Randy and pile drives him to the ground. He gets on top of Jeff and punches him straight in the heart. Punch causes Jeff to do the same to Randy. Randy's heart stopped. Randy gasped for breath. Jeff hammers down on him. Punch after punch, blood gushes from Randy's body till he takes one final breath and dies. Everyone looked at Jeff. The parents, the crying kids, even Troy and Keith. Although they easily break from their gaze and point their guns at Jeff. Jeff sees the guns trained on him and runs for the stairs. He hears Troy and Keith follow up behind as they let out their final rounds of bullets. Jeff ducks into the bathroom. He grabs a towel rack off the wall. Troy and Keith race in, knives ready. Troy swings his knife at Jeff, who backs away and bangs the towel rack onto Troy's face. Troy goes down hard. Now all that's left is Keith. He's more agile than Troy. And ducks when Jeff swings the towel rack. He dropped the knife and grabbed Jeff by the neck. He pushed him into the wall. The thing of bleach fell down on top of him from the top shelf. Burnt them both as they started to scream. Jeff wiped his eyes as best as he could. Pulled back the towel rack and strung it straight into Keith's head. As he lay there, bleeding to death, he let out an ominous smile. So funny, asked Jeff. Keith pulled the lighter and switched it on. What's funny, he said. Is that, well, you're covered in bleach and alcohol. Jeff's eyes widened as Keith threw the lighter at him. As soon as the flame made contact with him, the fire ignited the alcohol and the vodka. While the alcohol burned him, the bleach bleached his skin. Jeff let out a terrible, blood-curdling scream as he caught on fire. He tried to roll out the fire, but it was no use. The alcohol made him a walking inferno. He ran down the hall and fell down the stairs. Everybody started screaming as they saw him, a man on fire, dropped to the ground, nearly dead. The last thing Jeff saw was his mother and other parents trying to extinguish the flame. And that's when he passed out. When Jeff woke, he had a cast wrapped around his face. Couldn't see anything, but he felt a cast on his shoulder and stitches all over his body. He tried to stand up, but realized that there was some sort of tube in his arm. And when he tried to get up, it fell out, and a nurse rushed in. I don't think you can get out of bed just yet, she said. She put him back in his bed and reinserted the tube. Jeff sat there with no vision, no idea what his surroundings were. Finally, after hours, he heard his mother. Honey, are you okay? She asked. Jeff couldn't answer, though. His face was covered, and he was unable to speak. Oh, honey, I have great news. After all the witnesses told the police that Randy confessed of trying to attack you, he decided to let Lou go. That almost made Jeff bolt up, stopping halfway, remembering the tube coming out of his arm. Well, he's not coming out till tomorrow, but you two will be together again. Jeff's mother hugs him quietly without saying anything. And Jeff said goodbye at last. The next couple of weeks were those where Jeff was visited by his family. Then came the day his bandages could be removed. His family members were all there to see it, to see what he finally looked like. As the doctors unwrapped the bandages from Jeff's face, everyone was on the edge of their seats. They waited until the last bandage covering his face was almost removed. "Let's hope for the best," said the doctor. Quickly pulls off the cloth, letting the rest fall from Jeff's face. Jeff's mother screamed at the sight. Jeff's dad and Lou stared at his face, awestruck. "What? What happened to my face?" Jeff said. He rushed out of bed and ran to the bathroom. He looked in his mirror and saw the cause of distress. His face. It was horrible. His lips were burnt to a deep shade of red. His face had turned into a pure white color, like snow. And his hair singed from brown to black, being choppy and shorter. He slowly pulled his hand to his face. It had sort of a leathery feel to it now. He looked at his family, then back in the mirror. "Jeff," Lou said at last. "It's not that bad." "Not that bad," Jeff said. "It's perfect." His family was equally surprised. He started laughing uncontrollably. Jeff's parents noticed that his left eye and hand were twitching. "Jeff, you okay?" "Okay. I've never felt more happy." "Look at me. This face goes perfectly with me." "You're not looking. Look!" Couldn't stop laughing. He stroked his face, feeling it, looking at it in the mirror. What caused this? Well, sanity had snapped. He was just this robot that thought nothing but blood. "Doctor," said Jeff's mom, "is my son all right? You know, in the head?" "Oh yes, this behavior is typical for patients that have taken very large amounts of painkillers. This behavior doesn't change in the next few weeks. Bring him back here and we'll have him psychologically tested." "Well, thank you. Thank you so much." Jeff's mother went over to her son. "Jeffrey, sweetie, it's time to go." Jeff looked at his face in the mirror, his face still formed into a crazy smile. "Okay, Mom. Just one second." He looked into the mirror once more. Then his mother took him by the shoulder and took him to get his clothes.
This is what came in," said the lady at the desk. Jeff's mom looked down to see the black dress pants and the white hoodie her son wore. Now they were clean of blood and stitched together. Jeff's mother led him to the room and made him put his clothes back on. Then they left, not knowing that this was their final day of life. Later that night, Jeff's mother woke to sound coming from the bathroom. Sound as if someone was crying. She walked over to see what it was, worried that one of her children was sad. When she looked into the bathroom and saw the horrendous sight, Jeff had taken a knife and carved a smile into his cheeks. "Jeff, what are you doing?" asked his mother, horrified. Jeff looked over at his mother. "Just couldn't keep smiling, Mommy. It hurt. Hurt my face. Now I can smile forever." Jeff's mother noticed his eyes ringed in black.
"Your eyes! Jeff!"
His eyes were now seemingly never closing. "I couldn't see my face. I got tired of my eyes started to close. I burned out the eyelids so I could forever see myself.
My new face."
Jeff's mother slowly started backing away, seeing that her son was going insane.
"What's wrong, Mom?" You don't think I'm beautiful? I think you're beautiful, son, she said. You are, you are. Let me go get Dad. He can see your face. She ran to the room and shook Jeff's dad from his sleep. Honey, get the gun, we... She stopped and saw Jeff in the doorway holding a knife. You lied. It's the last thing that they heard. As Jeff rushed them with the knife, gutting them both. His brother Lou woke up startled by the noise. He didn't hear anything else. So he just shut his eyes, tried to go back to sleep. He was on the border of slumber. He got the strangest feeling that someone was watching him. He looked up before Jeff's hand covered his mouth. He slowly raised the knife, ready to plunge it into Lou. Lou thrashed here and there, trying to escape Jeff's grip. Shh, Jeff said quietly. My brother, just go to sleep. Heyo, it's me. My name is Archer, and this is my first story on this podcast. I actually had a lot of fun. I drank a lot of water because talking for a while is really hard. I thought it was bad, personally. I'm not good at anything at all. But if you liked it, cool. I'll make more. This is awkward. Bye.